Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The musical you're seeing is now well into the second act. It's been a long day, and even though the show is entertaining, you're feeling drowsy. Then the stage explodes with light, action, and song. It's the 11 o'clock number, and the theater comes alive.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
When Broadway curtains rose at 8:40, shows ended at about 11:20. At 11 o'clock, the cast reclaimed the audience's attention. Usually that meant a brassy production number, but also sometimes a final compelling song of character. Here's an example of each. Sweet Charity was far from great, but it was a fine vehicle for the hard-charging singer and dancer Gwen Verdon. The love stories in South Pacific played out against the complexities of war and race. Near the end, Emile Debeck fears that he's lost Nellie Forbush. Gwen Verdon, I'm a Brass Band, and Ezio Pinza, This Nearly Was Mine.
Someone loves me. Someone loves me. My heart is beating so fast. All kinds of music is pouring out of me. Somebody loves me at last. Now I'm a brass band, I'm a harpsichord, I'm a clarinet, I'm the Philadelphia Orchestra, I'm the modern jazz quartet, I'm the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. I'm the bells of St. Peter's in Rome, I'm tissue paper on a comb, and all kinds of music is pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last.
Nearly was mine, close to my heart she came, only to fly away, only to fly.
From Cy Coleman and Dorothy Field's 1966 score to Sweet Charity, I'm a Brass Band. And from Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1949 score to South Pacific, This Nearly Was Mine. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The 11 o'clock number goes back to the loosely structured musical comedies of the early 20th century as special material designed to show off the star or the whole cast just before the final curtain. It evolved into a showstopper to rouse the audience. In Guys and Dolls, Skye Masterson arranges for the touts and gamblers to attend Sister Sarah's mission. Nicely, Nicely Johnson bears witness, and everybody joins in. From Frank Lesser's 1950 score to Guys and Dolls, Stubby K, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." People all said, sit down, you're rocking a boat." And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, "Beware, all said, you're beware. On a heavenly trip.
Beware."
People all said, "Beware, all said, beware, beware you scuttle a ship. And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, "Someone save me," that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And I said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat." Said to myself, "Sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat. And the devil will drag you under with a soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Sit down, you're rocking, sit down, sit down, sit down, you're rocking a boat.
Like Guys and Dolls, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, the 11 o'clock number doesn't always have much to do with plot or character, but it quickly takes on a life of its own. It can turn a mixed bag of a show into a hit and a featured performer into a star. Cy Coleman and Carol Lee's 1973 show Seesaw was two different shows, a plot about a love affair between a kooky New Yorker and a Midwestern businessman, but also a rousing tribute to New York itself. Then unknown Tommy Tune with a New York anthem that never mentions the city. It's Not Where You Start.
He liked it. He liked it. He really liked it. He said, "Would you be interested in being the assistant choreographer of my new Broadway show?" And I said, Well, I'm not really interested in being an assistant choreographer. I'm lying, I'm lying, I'm lying. I really said interested. Interested? Would I be interested? Wow! Well, it's the beginning. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not how you go, it's how you land. 100-to-1 shot, you call him a klutz. Can outrun the favorite, all he needs is the guts. Your final return will not diminish, and you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish on top.
It's not where you start, it's where you
finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish.
It's not how you go, it's how you land.
It's not how you go, it's how you land. Your final return will not diminish.
Final return will not diminish.
And you can be the cream of the crop.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish on top. If you start at the top, you're certain to drop. You've got to watch your timing. Better begin by climbing up, up, up the ladder. If you're going to last, you can't make it fast, man. Nobody starts a winner. Give me a slow beginner. Easy does it, my friend. Conserve your mind.
Tommy Tune, It's Not Where You Start. Because 11 o'clock numbers began as a way to bring a star back on stage, they often have more to do with personality than character. That wasn't much of a problem in the 20s and 30s, but the more tightly structured shows that came next needed to find a way to work them in. The idea was to write a song that contributed to the feel of the show, that provided an atmosphere conducive to the happy ending. None did this better than Oklahoma, as Curly and Laurie begin their married life just as a territory becomes a new state. The future lies open and hopeful before them. Alfred Drake and the cast with the title song.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say,
yo,
hi-yip-hi-yo-yay, we're only saying, you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.
Smells sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I, every night we sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
We know we belong to the land.
Yo ho, and the land we belong to is friend.
Every eye, every eye, every eye.
From 1943, Alfred Drake with Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. The 11 o'clock number needs to ignite the audience, but it also has to fit the show, its ending. Here are two different solutions to the challenge. In 1947, Burton Lane and E.Y. Harburg's Finian's Rainbow brought together an Irish immigrant and his daughter, a racist senator, and the people, black and white, of Rainbow Valley, Missituckee. Although some of the whites are villains, what better way to celebrate the good times coming than with a number borrowed from jubilant spirituals? Ella Logan and Donald Richards on that great Come and Get It Day.
On that great Come and Get It Day, won't it be fun when worry is done and money is hay? That's the time things will come your way. On that great, great come and get it day, I'll get my gal that calico gown. I'll get my mule that acre of ground. A button and now it's yawn. Glory time's coming for to stay. On that great, great come and get it day.
Come and get it, come and get it.
Says hey, says it ain't no
cook.
What it say?
A mighty morning is
now. Come and get it, come and get it.
Fourth
of July.
Gonna get your freedom and a pie.
What a day for angels ringing. What a day for people in all the roads. Can't you hear all angels singing?
Come and get your gravy and two meatballs.
Yes, yeah. Bells will ring in every steeple.
Come and get your test on the movie screen.
Come, you free and your equal people.
Come and get your beer and your Benzedrine.
Yes, yeah.
a show.
Hey, how about a jukebox?
This here.
Mister, can I get me a helicopter?
Helicopter.
Hallelujah.
On that grave, come and get it, babe.
On that grave, come and get it, babe.
I'll get my gal, that calico gown. I'll get my mule.
Ella Logan and Donald Richards on that great Come and Get It day. Musicals used to be happy-go-lucky affairs with not much to think or worry about. But by the 1950s, they were tightly knit with more complex characters and circumstances. The tone could darken as easily as it could brighten. Songs took on a broader range of emotions, and that included the 11 o'clock number. John Kander and Fred Ebb's Cabaret set a love affair between a conventional university student and an irrepressible nightclub singer against the rise of fascism in Germany. Despite the ominous signs, Sally Bowles continues to live her heedless, hedonistic life. The affair ends, Germany plunges toward disaster, and in the 11 o'clock number, Sally affirms the only way she can live. Jill Hayworth with Cabaret.
Meine Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, and now, once again, Fräulein Sally Bowles!
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. I used to have a girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes of too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me. and say, what good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea. When I go, I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb, isn't that long a stay? Life is a cabaret, old chum, only a cabaret, old chum, and I love a cabaret.
Jill Hayworth, Cabaret. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Here's the second example that couldn't be more different from Cabaret. Even though Bells Are Ringing is from the mid-50s, its 11 o'clock number was a throwback to earlier days. Working girl Ella Peterson has lost her man and given up on New York. She plans to return to her hometown in the Midwest. Her final number affirms both the pain of her loss and the strength of her character. For a song of both unhappiness and independence to be sung by a comic performer, Julie Stein, Betty Comden, and Adolph Green wrote one of Broadway's best vaudeville numbers. Judy Holliday, I'm Going Back.
I know you, your name is Sue, but who am I? I've got to find out, at least I'm going to try. I'm going back where I can be me, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. They've got a great big switchboard there where it's just hello, goodbye. It may be dull, but there I can be, just me, myself, and I, a little modeling on the side. Yes, that's where I'll be, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. And if anybody asks for Ella Mella or Mum, tell them that I'm going back where I came from, to the BT Brassiere Company. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Madame Grimaldi. Goodbye, Junior Mallet. Santa Claus is hitting the road. Listen to your ever-loving mama. Eat your spinach, baby. Eat your spinach, baby, by the Lord. Let
petit berger restaurant à Dieu. Je ne reviendrai jamais, jamais, jamais. C'est tout fini. Adieu. To you.
So goodbye, Max, to your dogs and your cats, to the Duke of Windsor and his Duchess. Bye-bye, Barton and Kitchell and Hastings. At last you're out of my clutches. I'll miss you, but you'll carry on. You'll never know that I've gone. I'm going up there. Shangri-La of lacy lingerie, a little modeling on the side, at the Bonjour Tristesse Brassiere Company. Send me my mail there to the Bonjour Tristesse Company.
Judy Holliday, I'm Going Back. From the mid-60s to the mid-80s, Jerry Herman was Broadway's most important traditionalist. He loved his songs to be melodic and his shows entertaining. He wanted you to leap out of your seat and then sing his songs on your way up the aisle. When Dolly Levi returns to the Harmonia Gardens after enduring the travails of recent widowhood, everyone welcomes her back. Carol Channing is Dolly Levi, and this is the title number.
To be back home where I belong. You're looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, Dolly will never go away again. Of 14th Street and into my personal haze. But now that I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, tomorrow will be brighter than the good old days.
Those good to see you, Hank. Let's thank my lucky star. You're looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpowered.
I hear the
find me a vacant knee, fellas.
Dolly will never go away again.
Channing, Hello Dolly. If Hello Dolly is the quintessential 11 o'clock number, then Rose's Turn from Gypsy is the greatest expression of what a later 11 o'clock number should be. Ironically, it's a soliloquy, a moment of searing introspection and brutal honesty that fills the stage as all the years of repression and rage erupt when Rose's daughter rejects her. Despite her years of stardom, Ethel Merman's greatest role came toward the end of her career. Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim's Rose's Turn.
Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose! Curtain up! Light the light! Play it, boys! You either got it, or you ain't. And boys, I got it! You like it?
Yeah!
Well, I got it! Some people got got it, and this people's spreading it around. You either have it, or you've had it. Hello, everybody. My name's Rose. What's yours? How do you like them egg rolls, Mr. Goldstone? Hold your hats and hands. Mama's gonna show it to you. Ready or not, shh, here comes Mama. Mama's talking loud.
Mama. Mama's got the stuff. Mama's got a move. Mama's got a go. Mama. Mama's got to let go. Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love, and why does it get you? Why does it get you? One quick look as each of them leaves you. All your life, and why does it get you? Thanks a lot, out with the garbage. They take vows and you're batting zero. I had a dream. I dreamed it for you, June. It wasn't for me, Herbie. And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be, Miss Gypsy Rose Lee? Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bat a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the vows. And everything's coming up rose. Everything's coming up roses. Everything's coming up roses. This time for me. For me. For me. For me. For me. For me.
From Stein and Sondheim's score to Gypsy, Ethel Merman, Rose's Turn. Sometimes the 11 o'clock number celebrates the conclusion of the plot and the triumph of love, rather than feeling like an inserted number whose purpose is to make sure nobody in the audience is dozing. It fits the style and tone of the score. J. Pierpont Finch is the lovably shrewd window washer who rises to corporate executive in Frank Lesser's How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. When he decides to follow his conscience, he ends up benefiting beyond his wildest dreams. Everyone gets so excited that for a moment corporate shenanigans turn into a dream of higher purpose. An ironic score with an ironic 11 o'clock number. The Brotherhood of Man.
Now you may join the Elks, my friend, and I may join the Shriners, and other men may carry cards as members of the Diners. Still others wear a golden key or small Greek letter pin. But I have learned there's one great club that all of us are in. There is a brotherhood of man, a benevolent brotherhood of man, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood of man. Your lifelong membership is free. Keep giving each brother all you can. Oh, aren't you proud to be in that fraternity, the great big brotherhood of man. So Wally, before you consider firing everybody, remember this: one man may seem incompetent, another not make sense, while others look like quite a waste of company expense. They need a brother's leadership, so please don't do them in. Remember, mediocrity is not a mortal sin.
We're
in
the
you're proud to be in that fraternity,
the great big brother.
No kidding. Is there really a brotherhood,
yes, brother,
of men,
brother,
on the level of brotherhood of men?
Oh yes, oh yes, on the world time and mind, all human hearts and minds,
into one brotherhood of men.
Oh yes, oh yes, our membership is free. Can't forget that it's brother all. You can. Oh, aren't you proud
you,
to be?
You got me.
Robert Morris and the cast of How to Succeed with the Brotherhood of Man. The 11 o'clock number in Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's Barnum wraps up the story with a happy ending that anticipates an equally happy future, but without a trace of irony. Barnum has suffered the loss of his enterprises and the death of his wife, but a circus impresario named Bailey tempts him back into the world with an offer of partnership. Barnum refuses until the ensuing song reminds him that the world of humbug is irresistible. Here's the entire circus joined by Jim Dale as Barnum. Join the circus.
When the pill the doctor gave you turned your cold to the grip, when a stitch to save nine others comes apart with a rip, when the rats invade your attic and start leaving your ship, follow my tip, come away on a trip. Just join the circus like you wanted to when you were a kid. Climb aboard before it moves on and you'll thank your lucky stars you did.
Go to bed in Minneapolis, wake up in VA.
wanted to when I was a kid. Climbed aboard before it moved on, and you bet your life I'm glad I did.
Went to bed in Minneapolis, woke up in PA. Pack my roll, my brush, and my comb again, ready to roam again, show me the way. Bless my soul, I'll never go home again. From the day I joined the circus, you got to say you'll join the circus. Step right this way and join the circus. Just take a banner in your hand. Join the circus like you wanted to, like you always wanted to. Run away.
Jim Dale with Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart joined the circus. As much as anything, Broadway musicals are about the moments we'll never forget, even if some shows make you wait 2 hours for them. Patience rewarded by the celebration when the fairy tale comes true, the 11 o'clock number. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Rhythm, rhythm, the pit-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.